From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. President Bush wants new sanctions against Zimbabwe. Today, he ordered his administration to develop the penalties after yesterday's election there, which Mr. Bush called a sham. There's no doubt that Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe won re-election after weeks of violence directed at opposition supporters. Mugabe's opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai, dropped out of the race and took refuge in the Dutch embassy. Joining me now is the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Jendai Fraser. Secretary Fraser, what kinds of sanctions is President Bush considering?
We have currently financial and travel ban on certain members of the government. We would look to expand that to additional members, but also to have multilateral sanctions through the UN Security Council. We're calling for an arms embargo and a government that is basically beating its population into submission, forcing them to go out to vote for a candidate that they don't support.
Now, there have been sanctions, U.S. sanctions, against Zimbabwe for 5 years now. They don't really seem to have worked much.
Well, we certainly believe that one of the keys to sanctions working best is for them to be multilateral. Clearly, certain officials cannot do transactions in our banking system. They can't travel to the United States except for to go to the UN. But when sanctions are carried out through the European Union and they're multilateral through the United Nations, we think that they will be far more effective.
There's news today that South Africa has returned refugees from Zimbabwe that had crossed the border into South Africa. What makes you think that country would be willing to get into a political scuffle with Zimbabwe?
Well, South Africa is one of the lead countries within the Southern African Development Community, and all of those countries have agreed to a set of principles for how elections should be conducted. I think everyone is looking for South Africa to demonstrate the type of leadership that South Africans themselves called for when they were under apartheid regime. They called for sanctions against their government. They called for the isolation of their government. And so for them to shield Mugabe when he's doing acts as terrible as some that were carried out under the apartheid regime is inexplicable.
Secretary Fraser, I understand you're heading off today to the African Union's annual summit. It's in Egypt, and on your agenda is the sanctions. But I understand Robert Mugabe is expected to attend the meeting as well.
Well, he very well may show up at the meeting. And I think that what's important at that meeting is for the countries to collectively say to him that he has no legitimacy. It's my understanding that at the ministerial level, they've already held one meeting on Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwean foreign minister came saying that there was a huge turnout, basically lying about the situation in Zimbabwe, and that the ministers all refuted that information. And, you know, many of the ministers held to account the foreign minister of Zimbabwe, and I hope the same would take place at the heads of state meeting if Robert Mugabe would show up at Sharm el-Sheikh.
How does it work when you're at a summit like this with that on your agenda? Do you meet with anyone, or does anyone under you at any level meet with Robert Mugabe's government?
Well, no, we won't meet with his government. Our ambassador in Harare certainly does. But at the summit, I will be meeting with the heads of state of many of the countries. All of them, my past experience has shown, will want to talk about Zimbabwe. Clearly, everyone wants an outcome that will lead to peace and the voice of the Zimbabwean people being respected. And so some type of negotiation at this point is inevitable.
Will you be placing special pressure on South Africa and Thabo Mbeki's government?
Well, we certainly think that South Africa has a key role to play in resolving this crisis, and we would be interested to know more about what's taking place in their mediation. We feel that that mediation would be strengthened by including an African Union and a UN person on it, especially if we achieve some type of transitional government. It will take the entire international community to help restore the economy and help reconcile the society. And so getting the AU and the UN in early will be important to lasting peace in Zimbabwe.
Jendai Fraser is the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.